USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's foreign minister responding to a tweet from President Trump saying his country is not impressed with Trump's threats. Trump having warned Iran in a tweet early yesterday not to threaten the United States or it will suffer consequences, in his words, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Now, Iran's foreign minister tweets, quote, color us unimpressed, and finishing his tweet with a message for the U.S. to be cautious. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
look, the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America.
The White House says President Trump is considering revoking security clearances of a half dozen former national security officials who have been highly critical of the president's foreign policy. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
U.S. House Democrats continue to slam President Trump over the Helsinki summit with Russia's president. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
President Trump's war of words with Congressman Adam Schiff continues. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee announcing Monday that his party has introduced a resolution in the House condemning what they call Trump's failure to stand up to Vladimir Putin over Russia's election hacking.
The policy that led us to fight two world wars, to make the world safe for democracy, to defeat authoritarianism and fascism is being challenged by this new direction, this destructive direction by Donald Trump.
The resolution is non-binding. It's not expected to come up to a vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Tragedy in Greece, where at least 60 people are dead as wildfires are sweeping through a tourist region not far from Athens. It's the worst such disaster in Greece in more than a decade. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is criticizing Senate Democrats for refusing to meet with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. At the White House yesterday, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders accused Dems of playing political games with the nomination, calling it unprecedented. However, some Republican senators did the same, refusing to meet with President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, in 2016. Senate Republican leaders argued that the Senate should not consider a Supreme Court nominee during a presidential election year. This time around, Democrats say the decision should wait until after the midterm elections. Papa John's board of directors reportedly attempting to keep the founder from taking over the company. According to the Louisville Journal-Courier, company leaders are considering a poison pill to keep John Schnatter from retaking the company because he still owns 29% of it. Schnatter resigned as board chairman of the company that bears his name earlier this month after using a racial slur during a company conference. But more recently, he said he's had a change of heart. Schnatter said he used the N-word during that meeting as a way to emphasize how much he hates racism. And a star of the National Geographic Channel's Wicked Tuna series has died. Nicholas Duffy Fudge passed away on July 19th at 28, according to a funeral home in New Hampshire, which did not reveal a cause of death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.